One of them was Chris Thiele, a mandolinist and composer who's been on WNYC's Soundcheck and performed at the Green Space. He joins us now. Chris, how does it feel to be a genius? Do you feel smarter?
I feel like this could quite possibly be a very elaborate prank orchestrated by my bandmates. That's how I feel. And now they've got you guys in on it, too.
Yeah, right. Now, tell us this. Where were you when you first got the word?
Well, I was being driven to Nashville from southwestern Kentucky, which is where my folks live, by my mother, because I was visiting them in the middle of a tour. The same tour, really, that I'm on now. And all of a sudden, this 312 number started calling incessantly. It just came up as Chicago, but I didn't know the number. And I mean, who answers their phone when they don't know the number anymore? Because it was from Chicago, I thought, oh, maybe it's like a robot telling me to vote or something. So I didn't answer, but finally the guy left a message, but I wasn't going to call back. I thought maybe it was like a session gig or something, honestly. But then he called back again and left a message saying, don't tell anyone about this call. And then I thought, like, I've seen enough TV to know that that's the kind of call you get right before you get shot. And so I just thought, it was like, what's happening? I'm still, again, still a little, I'm in disbelief.
You don't sound enthusiastic or surprised at all. For those of you unfamiliar with his music, take a listen. Chris has been credited with creating a new musical aesthetic and a distinctively American canon for the mandolin through a lyrical fusion of traditional bluegrass orchestrations with a range of styles and genres. How did you get started playing the mandolin?
I was 2 years old when I saw the mandolin for the first time. It was being played by a fellow named John Moore, who actually became my teacher later. And he was fronting a bluegrass band that would play at this pizza place every Saturday night. And I fell instantly in love with it. He was the leader of the band, and I always sort of gravitated towards, the people in charge of things, you know, quarterback on a football team, pitcher on a baseball team. So I thought the mandolin player was the guy in charge of the band. And I also think I was really drawn instantly to there's a rhythmic precision to the mandolin that I think it's sort of unique among string instruments. In the same way that the piano is very sort of accurate and precise and really sort of just gives out what you put into it. But also the mandolin's small and high pitched, and so was I at the time, so I think that played a part.
So what are you gonna do with the money?
I am, probably what I generally do with money, which is to buy a mandolin. There's a mandolin that I am very, very interested in right now, and I'm actually, as we speak, I am in a car going to look at it.
Chris Thiele, a mandolinist and composer, who is one of the recipients of a genius grant from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thanks so much for having me.